So cracks in the solidity of the coalition are just the normal cut and thrust of politics. On Sunday, Junior Finance Minister Fine Gael TD Neil Richmond called for a doubling of the stamp duty rate on institutional investors to stop the bulk buying of homes. Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin said he was surprised at the remarks, saying it would be more sensible to wait for a Department of Finance review of the rate. At present, institutional investors that bulk buy more than 10 homes in the same development within 12 months must pay a 10% tax. Mr Richmond wanted that doubled to 20% and he wants it to be introduced in the upcoming budget. Sinn Féin had earlier called for the tax to be increased to 17%. But early drafts of that review, reported by our political correspondent Micheál Lehan, do not advocate any change to the current rate. So, political point scoring or a real policy with positive outcomes for home buyers? We can talk now to Lorcan Sir, Senior Lecturer in Housing at Technological University Dublin. You're welcome to studio, Lorcan. Would you just remind us very quickly, by way of background, what caused the introduction of that 10% rate and what it was designed to do?
Yeah, so in 2021, the government, on foot of public unrest, I'd say, about the number of large institutional funds, so these are people who take, you know, these are entities that take people's money and invest them for a return for shareholders, have been, you know, it came to light how much housing they have been buying, particularly new housing, but also second-hand housing. And, you know, the argument was put forward that this was housing, particularly the brand new housing, that should be allocated for first-time buyers, and therefore it's preventing them, you know, from accessing housing by the fact that these large companies have huge amounts of money and can go in and buy loads of them at a time. So political controversy, and we end up with this rule whereby stamp duty is now 10% if you're buying 10 or more units within a 12-month period.
How big a footprint have such investors in bulk buying homes, not just in Dublin but around the country?
Yeah, it's hard to tell, Mary. A lot of things in housing, particularly when it comes to data, are not as clear as they should be. We've had Douglas Newman Good, the estate agent, out a few weeks ago, saying that we're undercounting the activities of these funds and bulk purchasing, and it deals quite considerable. And what you see is the impact of them on what we're building also in new housing. So not that many years ago, we were building very few apartments every year, and most of them were for sale. Now something like 36% of everything that we built in the country was apartments, and the vast majority of them, 90 something percent of those, were for rent, either social rent or private rent.
So given what you're saying about the availability of data, then do we know what might be, well, first of all, do we know what the 10% has achieved, and what would either a 17%, as Sinn Féin suggested, or Neil Richmond's latest doubling, what would that achieve?
Well, I think probably the 10% at the time, especially now, the horse has already bolted as such, and we can see in numbers from the Department of Finance that the activities using their data of these funds are down quite considerably. So it's hard to know what it has achieved. I'd say interest rates internationally probably have a much greater effect on the buying activities of these funds than any stamp duty. You've got to remember they have very deep pockets, so 10% stamp duty mightn't affect them as much as it would an ordinary purchaser. So it's difficult to say, but they do have quite a considerable impact, a footprint. But also, so like we have to acknowledge that local authorities, as in the state and approved housing bodies, are also out buying not only brand new houses, but also, you know, thousands of second-hand houses around the country as well.
But if you up a tax to 20%, does that stop them or curtail them?
Well, see, their pockets are so deep that and they take a different view than a normal investor would take on property. They might take a 40-year horizon, which means they're prepared to pay more to get a return over that long term. And so, you know, when they don't have to borrow, the 20% as opposed to 10% might make much difference to them.
We did get a statement from the Department of Finance about the number. Now, they called it the number of houses bought by non-household entities. And by that, I think they're talking about not just investors, but charities and state institutions as well. And they said when the activity of private institutional investors is broken down, the figures show purchases were down 46% in 2023 compared to 2022, 3,319 purchased last year. But then they say the group sold 4,604 into the market in the same period, making them net sellers of homes. I've read this statement back and forth several times. Can you make sense of what they're telling us here?
Well, welcome to my world, Mary, with housing data. Yeah, effectively what they're saying is these companies are would seem to be exiting the market and they're selling more units than they're buying. Now, the issue, of course, as always, is we don't know who is buying them and we don't know if they're selling them individually or in groups of nine or less or if we're, or if they're bulk selling them. So there's yet another grey area in it. But it would reinforce the premise that the kind of horses have bolted in terms of this, you know, investment activity and they've moved on to other things.
All right. Well, Lorcan Sir, thank you very much for coming in to us this morning.